If you can make God bleed, then people will cease to believe in him. And there will be blood in the water, and the sharks will come.
Whoever controls your actions and controls your activity to the point that you follow those things, that's who your master is. It don't matter that you sit up in a tent. You gotta understand, God is not being fooled.
Bag your heads, let us pray. I'm about to say what these other rappers are scared to say. Cause I've been noticing a trend these days. Couple cats been using God's name and biblical cliches, calling themselves Jehovah and Jesus. Spending money you ain't gotten, balling is all they teach us. But these devils is liars, and I just got one question for these so-called messiahs. If you can make God bleed, how many people would still believe? If you can make God bleed, think about it. I swear money and fame got your boy Kanye slipping. He named his album Yeezus, I was like, this nigga tripping. Yeah. Calling yourself a god, stop lying to yourself. Homie, you need to crawl up on the cross and crucify yourself. Look, dog, grow a pair. Stop acting like a bitch, son. You used to cry at award shows whenever you ain't get one. Yeah. And now you think you God and name yourself after his son. You thought all the real niggas was gone, but homie, you missed one. And now you dating Kim, even got a baby with her. But every nigga from the NFL to the NBA done hit her. Woo! She got industry hoe, my nigga Ray J even hit it too. Why you think Jay and Beyonce never go on double dates with you? You used to be fresh, now I hear you rocking nylon, and you bragging to cats like you some type of fashion icon. But I don't know no dudes in the hood dressing like he dresses. I ain't lying, look at this video, this dude be wearing dresses. And homie, that shit cray, that shit cray. I even heard Elton John saying, nigga, that shit gay. Now everybody looking at Jay and he like, well, that's just Jay. You wanna give people a reason to talk and that just may. So you done fucked too many white chicks, I had too many espressos. Cause now this dude think he can turn hip-hop into techno. You probably ain't religious, you just using God as a topic to sell a product. But the message you saying is the total opposite. Yeah, you ballin', but ain't nobody trying to find you. Homie, we just wanna remind you that money doesn't define you. See, I ain't gotta follow politics, so I can't go too far. And I'm probably a bigger asshole than you think you are. Cause since your mom passed, you hide behind your jewelry and new cars. So I'ma sum this verse up for you in these last two bars. They used to call you a genius, you ain't heard that in a minute. Now all you can do is watch the throne, cause you ain't sitting in it. Question, if you can make God bleed, how many people would still believe, huh? If you can make God bleed, let's keep it moving. Now enough about Ye, your boy Jay sounding out of touch. Cause homie, that holy grail is looking more like a paper cup. I seen the video commercials he had on YouTube. He tried to explain it and even had Timberland looking confused. Now he talking about Picasso babies. He forgot about all the Walmart and Costco babies. What about the Roscoe's chicken and waffle babies? You losing connection with all the street apostles, baby. And all this Obama talk got me yawning. Only reason he let you in the White House is cause Beyonce was performing. If it wasn't for her, they wouldn't have let you come, son. You wasn't even on the guest list, you was just her plus one. This ain't checkers, this is chess, nigga. How you gon' keep it real around a bunch of yes niggas? I heard you with the Illuminati, you may or may not be. If you are, you need to call them, cause you gon' need all of them to stop me. You need to get Rev Running Race to pray for you, so that your sins you committed don't get inherited by Baby Blue. She might start wilding out when she turns 22 and start dating a dude that disrespects women the way you used to do. Just like a lot of lost girls that be looking for love, end up leaving out the club with some random wannabe thug. And 1 a.m. they at the Waffle House, 2 a.m. he opened up her blouse, 3 a.m. he got his dick in the mouth, and at 4 a.m. he be kicking her out. Even if he cheat on her, she ain't gon' quit like that. She say, Dad, he just fucking them girls, he gon' get right back. See, that's the seed that you sold into these young girls that's now grown, but you don't think of the impact till you have one of your own. It's a funny thing, karma, huh? You used to call women bitches, and what you gon' do when the first nigga call your daughter one? Huh? Now that's how you made God bleed. So tell me if you still believe. That's how you made God bleed.
When they had the opportunity to do the right thing, but they were so greedy over a dollar, so greedy over
something that they can put in their pocket, that they let sin control them. And when sin has finished doing what it's doing, it will cause a big spill in your life. It will mess up things in your life. Am I right about it? And if you yield yourselves to sin.